Hello and welcome to the first international media of this season. In the second part of our program, we'll be joined on the phone by Rebecca Vincent, the Sports for Rights campaign coordinator. She'll talk about the condemnation of a journalist in Azerbaijan to 7 years in jail. But first, we'll take a look at some of the latest news in the international media world. Turkish authorities released on Thursday two British reporters working for media outlet Vice News. Jake Anrahan and Philip Penelbori were arrested and detained on the 27th of August on charges of assisting the Islamic State extremist group. Their Iraqi translator, who was arrested at the time, remained behind bars. The three were reporting in the Kurdish-dominated Diyarbakir region. In the recent years, there has been growing concern about deteriorating press freedoms in Turkey and the President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Zineb Oral, the head of rights group PEN Turkey, says this has to do with the upcoming elections.
The reason why they were detained and then taken to jail, I mean, it was never very clear for any of us. We believe that it was for any of us, I mean, for any journalist. I believe it was mostly to say to other journalists, be careful. It was a threat, I think. There will be elections pretty soon, but I'm not even sure that we'll have elections because there are so many uncertainties, so many unknowns. We really cannot understand how the process, the peace process, has stopped among the Turks and the Kurds. We don't understand. And today, there is a very strong cracking on the media. It's getting worse and worse. Lots of people are not so sure that we're going to have a proper election.
RFI, the world at your doorstep.
Being a female journalist can be tougher than being a male journalist. And according to a recent survey conducted by the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe, female reporters are also the victims of online harassment and threats. For the survey, researchers interviewed female reporters from all around the world. The majority of them said they had received threats online and most of them on a frequent basis. That's why Dunja Mijatovic, the representative on freedom of the media for the OSCE, launched a call this week urging news outlets and governments to do more. For RFI, she explains what can be done.
They are attacked as women. All kind of speech that is used, and several of them, very courageous journalists, they had to go underground, they had to close down their Twitter accounts, if not for all, then temporary, their social media accounts because of these kind of attacks. So we decided to start sort of looking at this with much sort of broader view, but also going into details on how we can work with governments, how we can work with judiciary as the international organization, and how we can work with those journalists in order to see, I would say, some light at the end of tunnel, because not much is done in the states, no matter if those states are democracies or countries striving for democracy or totalitarian regime, because it is online. I also called on media owners and editors to do more, to build some kind of network that can help, because the traumas are not like you have traumas of journalists when they are attacked physically. These traumas are more of a psychological nature, and stopping threats, it's something that at this stage is too early to talk about because they are happening based on cases I'm receiving almost on a daily basis. Raising awareness is the most important thing.
RFI, the world's voices.
You might remember hearing about Azerbaijan's terrible record when it comes to press freedom a few months ago. That's because the country hosted the first ever European Games back in June. At the time, rights abuses and jail journalists made the headlines of numerous media outlets across the world. But as often, media attention shifted elsewhere after the closing ceremony in Baku. But according to rights groups, things have actually gotten worse for journalists there. On Wednesday, investigative journalist Khadija Ismailova was condemned to 7.5 years on corruption charges. Rebecca Vincent is the Sports for Rights campaign coordinator. She says she was shocked by the verdict.
The sentencing of Khadija Ismailova is shameful, really, is the best word I can use to describe it. A staggering 7.5 years in jail on a range of crimes that she didn't commit. She is one of Azerbaijan's dozens of political prisoners. In total, there's 8 journalists behind bars, 5 human rights defenders, and scores of others, bloggers, youth activists, political activists, religious followers, you name it. Khadija was targeted for her reporting on corruption, human rights abuses, things that are risky in Azerbaijan. She's been one of the few journalists willing to cover these topics, and this is now the price she's paying for doing that.
I'm wondering if you have been in contact with Khadija since she was sentenced.
I haven't been in touch with her directly, and unfortunately, I'm not. I'm also one that's not able to enter Azerbaijan anymore after I was kicked out for my own human rights work in the country. But I have seen reports and interviews with her mother from after the hearing, and her mother said that Khadija laughed. This is her name. This is her personality. She laughed and told people not to be afraid of the courts, that it wasn't that bad. And, you know, I mean, she stayed positive through all of this. She's one of the strongest people I know, a real inspiration for journalists everywhere and human rights defenders as well.
What can be done to overrule that verdict? What are you expecting now?
Her lawyer announced that they will appeal the verdict. However, there is no rule of law in Azerbaijan. They have no reasonable expectation of a fair trial at any stage within the country. Her best hope of justice is the European Court of Human Rights, but that process can take years. Meanwhile, she's been the whole time sitting behind bars, unjustly deprived of her liberty. So eventually, I think we can expect a verdict in her favor when it gets to that stage, but not in the appeals process within the country.
You are the coordinator of the Sport for Rights Coalition, who was launched back right before the European Games to raise awareness on the lack of press freedom and more generally about abuses of human rights in Azerbaijan. Medias have been talking about this issue. Have you seen any positive evolution in the last 6 months?
It's far worse, unfortunately, now a sort of post-Games, as international attention has shifted from the country following the European Games. The authorities have really seemed more determined than ever to silence the few remaining critical voices in the country. So I think the harsh sentencing of Khadija, as well as the recent harsh sentencing of other human rights defenders, Leyla and Arif Yunus, for example, and then the appellate court upholding, you know, long jail sentences for other human rights defenders, Rasul Jafarov and Imtiaz Gamaliyev, it really shows the direction things are going. And also within the past few weeks, there was a murder of a journalist. There have been years of violent attacks against journalists in Azerbaijan, including other murders, the vast majority of which are never properly investigated. There's no justice in these cases. And now just a few weeks ago, another journalist joined them, Rasim Aliyev, who was a freelance journalist and the chairman of a media freedom group, the Institute for Reporters, Freedom and Safety, died in hospital a day after being severely beaten. He had reported receiving threats to the police and they failed to provide him protection. So these sort of things show that the situation is actually continuing to worsen, and we fear will only continue to worsen more over the next 2 months as the country prepares for their November parliamentary elections.
Now the question is, how do you change that? Because the media has talked at large about what was going on in Azerbaijan during European Games. So you raised awareness. Now what do we do?
What we're really calling for now is an end to business as usual with Azerbaijan. Really, countries that have bilateral relations with Azerbaijan and international institutions of which Azerbaijan is a member need to do more, not just make statements expressing their concern or disappointment at these sentences. There needs to be concrete action to hold Azerbaijan accountable for its international obligations. And one way that we think would be effective is seriously exploring the idea of sanctions against individual government officials who are complicit in human rights abuses. Measures like that might start to get more effects than, you know, just empty rhetoric.
Well, this brings us to the end of this week's International Media. For RFI, I'm Fabien Genique Charbonnel. Do stay with us on Radio France International.